Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Saint Francis of Rome, Saint Dominic Savio. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the Gospel today, children, we read of how our Lord tells his disciples that they should from time to time correct their neighbor. And that if the neighbor should listen to the correction well, then our Lord says, well, you have gained one of your brothers back to God. Well, today is the feast day of Saint Dominic Savio, a very wonderful saint. And I wish that we could have said his mass even today, but we were not allowed to do so. But he's a wonderful saint. A model for especially the younger children. When he finally came to the school, the oratory where St. John Bosco was teaching, the first thing he noticed in his meeting was this plaque, a sign high up on the wall, and it was written in Latin. But St. John Bosco helped him to translate it, even though he was just a young boy. And he found that it was the words of the great Saint Francis de Sales. Give me souls and take away everything else. And Saint Dominic was very, very impressed with those words. And he said, well, I get the point. So you and all the teachers, you're not here to make money. You're here only to save our souls. And then I want to be one of those souls that is going to be saved. Well, Saint Dominic always thought of the salvation of souls, so much so that he would oftentimes, even though a young boy, if he would come to church and the church doors were not open yet, he would kneel outside on the steps, not playing games, but he would pray. Whether it was raining or snowing, it didn't matter. If it was cold or hot, that's what he did. And you can be assured that he gained many a soul by his prayers and sacrifices. And also he heard about the missionaries, and he loved reading the stories of the missionaries who would go to other countries and shed their blood for the faith and for the salvation of souls. But he was particularly interested with the missions in England. St. John Bosco said that St. Dominic never let a single day go by that he did not say some prayer, offer a little sacrifice, or his Holy Communion for the missions in England and for the salvation of souls there. And then he had other very discreet ways of trying to gain souls for Christ. One thing he hated was to hear God's name blasphemed. And that's what we're making reparation for this Lent, too, with the Holy Face devotion. But he once heard some man, as St. Dominic was walking to school, he heard man become very angry. And, well, he's probably Italian, so he was especially angry. But he started cursing the holy name of God, and St. Dominic heard this. He removed his hat, and he would say a little prayer. Perhaps it was, blessed be the holy name of God, or something like that. But then he went over to the man, and he said, can you point me in the direction of the oratory? Well, the man said, I don't know where the oratory is. Then St. Dominic said, well, can you help me in another way? He said, yes. So he made a gesture like this, because the man was taller, and he whispered into his ear, the next time that you get mad, can you use other words besides the holy name of God? And the man was so taken aback, but he said, I will do that. It is a bad habit that I have had for a long time, but I will overcome it now. And on other occasions, he did the same when his friends would use the holy name of God in vain. On one occasion, he called his friend over and pulled him before the altar in the church, in the oratory, and told him to kneel on the step and say an act of contrition right away. Well, the boy didn't know his act of contrition, so St. Dominic Savio said the act of contrition there with him to make reparation and to win the soul back for God. Now, children, the salvation of souls is the greatest thing in the world. That's why we're here, to save our soul, to go to heaven. Your teachers are here to help you save your soul, your priests, your bishop. We're all here to help you save your soul. Nothing else matters than that you go to heaven. So help each other. Help one another to get to heaven too. Be like St. Dominic Savio. Never let a day go by that you do not pray for the salvation of souls, for your neighbor, whoever you're sitting by next to right now. Say a prayer that person saves his soul. And this is the greatest way to save souls, so that we all one day are happy for all eternity in heaven, praising Almighty God in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.